And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. This is your host, John Papagiorgio, with the show that is by and for all Papagiorgios of all races, colors, and creeds. I am staring across the council today at a couple new faces who have not been in here before. We have Shane Daffron. Welcome, Shane.
Thank you, John.
Put that mic up to your face.
Like, I now have the mic right in my face.
You are Al Pacino, and this is an extra scene from Cruising.
There you go.
Gavin right there. McDonald.
Hola.
The longtime friend, Gavin. And we got the always unkempt when he's in here, Leonard Reynolds, and yet so handsome on the street.
Yes, how you doing?
Hold on. Let me check your mic level on that one again.
Hey, how you doing?
That'll do, I think. Right. I saw enough green bars to be happy. I think this week we're going to do the usual, just a weekly summary of what went on in everyone's life. And an extra treat, we are going to pull the old DJ classic where we go through a top 100 list, which is jive and lame, but I've been dying to do it ever since I first heard Don and Mike go through like a top 100 albums according to Spin type thing. We have Time Magazine's 100 best TV shows of all time. TV, of course, is near and dear to all of us. Can't say we're the most energetic group. We enjoy our sloth time. So let's get started with what happened in our week. Any news from any of you guys? Anything that just would blow me away that I haven't maybe heard of?
Blow you away?
Blow me away, man. did you kill a small child?
No. Well, there was that girl I was dating for about a month.
Okay.
And I mean, granted, most of the time of that month, I wasn't even here. Like, I was in Montreal for a weekend, or like, you know, half a week. I was in Wisconsin for half a week.
Nice.
So we only went on a handful of dates. Last Saturday, it was the first time I slipped over to her place. That morning, she tells me she loves me.
Oh, my.
So,
oh,
went to the zoo after that. got some Mexican food and told her things that couldn't go on.
All right. Let's walk through this. First of all, this is a girl that was met like an acquaintance through a friend.
Blind date type thing.
Blind date. Okay.
Guy at work.
And typically those are train wrecks. I mean, so at least you're saying how the first time you see this individual, Gavin, like what was it? What was the overall effect? Were you shocked? Were you like, hey, good for me? Was it, you son of a bitch, how could you do this to me?
We started just like sending her an email at first.
Okay.
And, you know, I tried to be funny, so I thought I had a couple good jokes in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then she wrote me back an email, and it was like really witty. So like,
yeah, good for her. She can put on a show.
Yeah. And so we had a back and forth with the emails, and it was like entertaining, and mm-hmm. she was funny, and she had a brain. So things are looking up. And also it's Gmail, so she had a little icon on there so I could sort of see what she looked like. And it was like...
A little tiny. For those who don't have Gmail, when you click on someone's name in your contact list, they can choose a little picture.
Little icon.
To represent them. I think I have a monkey.
Yes.
Yeah.
How appropriate.
No, exactly. Well,
You look like a monkey, so...
Exactly. And I enjoy my feces.
And but so she had like a little arty shot. It was mm-hmm. like a weird Photoshop effect on her picture. So you couldn't really tell what she looked like, but she looked kind of cute, you know?
Was it a dead-on picture, or was it the fat girl picture?
No, it was her whole body. It was her, like, sitting on the couch.
Okay.
Like, curled up on the couch, sort of.
Could be deceptive. A little bit of a blanket, a little curl factor to hide the chub, but okay.
Oh, she's rail thin.
Okay, yeah. I'm not saying she turned out to be a pig. I'm just kicking a little knowledge.
Yeah.
For, we have someone peering in. Yes, it's my shift. They give me 1 hour. There's one trick that every chunky girl ever who takes a picture will pull, and that is the camera straight above me looking up emo, and you really can't get a feel for a gut when it's just a dead on from above
shot.
Fat girl angle, man.
Or just the face.
Oh, just the face. That's always the...
Well, the best part about that is it also highlights the cleavage.
Oh, exactly, because they're a big fat sow, so they've got some udders going.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you listening today, Mom? Okay, now Gavin, go on about so we saw the picture and she can
promising.
Promising.
Yeah. And so then like early August, we went out. We finally got together for dinner. It was okay. She was like, well, when I first saw her, she was like skinny, like really skinny. She has a really short haircut. Cute, very cute, but not sexy. So that was one thing that sort of, I like a girl that's like more, like first of all, I like curves on a girl.
Yeah. Being African American, of course, Gavin is.
That said, I always wanted to be with, I always wanted to try out like a really skinny girl, you know? And,
I'm kind of in the same boat. Yeah.
Yeah. Not nearly as interesting as I thought it would be, but it was fun.
It served its purpose.
Yeah.
By the way, for those
mark.
Exactly. Exactly. The 100 things to do before you die list. Skinny girls number 73. And by the way, Gavin's German and Irish and what's the last chunk? I always forget.
3/8 German, 1/4 Irish, 1/4 English, and 1/8 Norwegian.
That's right. I always thought you were like 1/4 Norwegian. It makes all the difference in the world. Exactly. It's the jerk, man. So, So you did this thing with this lass, and she, you know, I gotta say, I think a couple of us in the room, not Leo, of course, he's too smooth as he reads. What magazine are we reading this week, Leo?
We're reading Q. I think it's a European magazine.
And who's on the cover?
Metallica.
Really?
Yeah.
Why are they in the news at all? And how old do they look on the cover?
They look pretty old. The guy has a gray beard. And
he looks like Santa. Let me see. Hold on, folks. Leo just passed the... Oh, my God, Hetfield. You aging bastard. Oh, and I forgot Rob Trujillo is still in the band. And Kirk Hammett. Look at that hairline. I encourage you guys to, I guess it would be, Google Q. And probably come back with the phone book, so maybe Q Magazine. I don't know. Metallica looks pretty ancient on the cover. I mean, those lads are pushing what?
Gotta be pushing 50 by now.
18 and 81, so 2001, we're talking 38. Another, six on that, so 44, 45 in that 45. Range. They're getting up there. They are no spring chickens. All right, the running joke. This is my version of the Letterman Top 10, where we log in to see how many listeners we have live. Let's see what we got. Drum roll.
I say 2.
Leo's taking 2.
Are you going to set an over-under for us?
We always do the over-under, actually. And it's funny you say that, Shane, because there's every tape that I just dropped off at Mark's Casa has us doing the over-under throughout it. Okay, we started with 2, like coming in about 240 or 258. Leo has said 2. Anyone want to take any guesses? We won't do over-under just yet.
This is the first time that you've done like your MySpace spamming and your... And
yeah,
your,
yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put a 6.
6.
Oh, I didn't know you did that, so...
Oh, well, someone's locked in. I don't think you'll be incorrect, mind you. Shane, your bet, sir.
I'll go in the middle and say 4.
So we have a 2, 4, and a 6. Da, 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 da. 5. Good Lord. You lost souls. You caved to the peer pressure.
Is this like Price is Right rules and Shane wins?
That's right.
Closest without going over. You know what? Everything should be Price is Right rules. I'm down with that. Shane will win for now. I think we'll do over-unders for the rest of the show. They're pretty simple. So, Gavin, this girl, you run your game on Gmail, and...
All right, first date.
First date. How does that go down? You where did you set it up?
We went to One Gen Thai. She's a vegetarian, so...
Strike 2.
Yeah. She wasn't, like, a really bad vegetarian. Uh-huh. She'll, like, eat fish and shrimp and stuff like that, seafood.
Oh, so she's a hypocrite then.
Yeah.
Exactly. Gotcha.
Well, actually, I'll get it. She,
Strike 3.
She went to London for a first semester, and that was all during the mad cow scare.
So she stopped eating steak then. Out of anyone, yeah, man.
She said she never really ate chicken, so stopping eating beef while she was over there, she came back, had a steak, had no taste for it, like got sick afterwards. And
did you ask her if she eats McDonald's and then pull down your pants?
Nice.
Those who know Gavin's last name, that was a funny. Look at Leo finally gets it.
I'm so embarrassed for you, John.
I didn't know that was his last name.
So no, it's all good.
I haven't been listening to this radio show.
Like much of the rest of the free world. It's all good, Leo. Back to Gavin, who's hauling his weight, unlike a certain shaven-headed, bespectacled SOB.
Well, I'm waiting my turn. Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. I'll give you that.
So, okay, first date, Thai food, so she can eat the tofu dishes.
Mm-hmm. Very considerate. Which Thai joint was it?
One Gen Thai.
One Gen Thai.
It's right by Ballston Mall.
Okay.
It was all right. Food was okay. They made a really good gin and tonic. The decor was very nice inside.
Okay, cool. So how was the conversation on this date? I know a lot of people can haul their wit online because you get a little pause in between each message. But
yeah,
in the
you definitely
flesh,
get to plan things out.
Yeah.
She was never nearly as funny in person as she was in her
that trickster
in the
hussy
emails.
Well, duh, because you have all the time to write an email.
Yeah,
to
exactly.
Make it funny.
But I mean, she still has that ability though. Like given the time.
Oh well, yeah, like I just said.
Well, yeah, I mean, some people can even do that, though.
Oh, yeah, you could, you know, 1,000 monkeys at 1,000 typewriters, and some monkeys won't come up with it.
But, conversation at dinner was pretty good. It wasn't one-sided on either way.
Okay, that's good.
One thing that really weirded me out is she barely made eye contact with me.
Yeah, okay, she's
that's
one of those.
That's a bad sign. Was she, like, looking at other guys, or?
No, just looking down.
Bad self-esteem, bad presentation. All right, yeah. It happens, man. It happens.
And then, so after that, you know, things were all right. The whole game plan was like, you know, if things go
seal
well,
seal the deal. That
I'll see
night.
If she wants to do
parking
it.
Lot.
Yeah, I'll show her my shirt. Says I fuck on the roof.
I F
on the first night.
There you go. Nothing happened. Go on.
So things went pretty well. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay. I was like, you want to go shoot some pool or I know a really bad karaoke joint we can go make fun of people.
Nice.
And so she was all about the karaoke. And so I go back. She'd taken the metro there. So we went back to go find my car at the Ballston parking lot and couldn't find my car. Like,
really?
I guarantee it was like G4 or whatever, you know, it was like the parking lot space. Could not find it. And I went through like 3 floors of the parking garage.
So how did you eventually bag your car? I mean, you did drive.
I was starting to think it was got like it was towed or stolen or something. And then finally, I remember I have like little panic button on my car, so I set that off, and I could hear it, but I couldn't tell where it was. Still, it could have been above me. It could have been below me. Just couldn't figure it out.
What was her reaction to finding out you couldn't remember where you parked your car?
She was pretty good about it. I mean, like, I totally expected her to be disgusted and
think
I'm a total chump.
Yeah.
But she was cool about it, and she cracked a couple of jokes. So that was good. Finally, I just stuck my head over the edge of the parking garage, and I could see my lights flashing down below.
Wow.
So I knew I could go downstairs.
So you got it.
That was like burned a half an hour just like walking up and downstairs.
Good. It seems like you saved face. You didn't let that derail you. As long as you can joke about that kind of thing, the girlie's not going to be disgusted with you. As long as you're not dropping F-bombs left and right. Yeah. Not on air, I meant. in the current situation. And, letting it rattle you. So then you work your magic via email after that. And progresses calls and talk.
Well, another thing is, okay, we're going to the karaoke bar. The Royal Lee in Arlington. It's a great place. Great little dive bar.
Royal Lee. Go on. Couldn't help
and,
myself.
So I call my friend Chris up to make sure I know how to get there because I don't want to be lost again, you know. Finally found my car but can't find the karaoke bar. So I give him a call. Hey, I just want to double check on the location of that karaoke bar. And he's like, he was all hammered drunk with his friend.
Chris?
Yeah.
No.
And, yeah, this is the guy that threw a chair across the lobby of our old apartment building.
Just random violence. Way to S where we eat, you know.
We ended up getting billed $869
Good
for that.
Good Lord.
But, we go to the, this girl Kim and I show up at the karaoke bar. Things are good. And then I see Chris's drunk ass stumbling through the bar.
That'll derail you so hard.
Yeah, he crashed my first date with this girl, you know, like with his girlfriend and this guy, James.
You're a drunk loser by proxy, you know?
Yeah. Ugh. And, so pretty soon after that, I was like, hey, you want to get out of here? And, so I gave her a ride home so as not to have to let her take her to the metro, which I don't even know if it was like still running at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But
Now, in all fairness to him, has anyone here ever drunkenly torpedoed a friend like that?
Oh, absolutely not.
You haven't?
Absolutely.
On a date, yeah.
Not on a date.
Or there's a girl your friend is with, and you are just mashed, and you ruin the whole effect as he's trying to spit game or whatever.
Probably.
It's probably happened.
Not that Leo remembers,
yeah,
but
it's not like I remember, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shane, you're innocent of all charges?
I'm absolutely innocent, man. I could never do something like that to one of my boys.
You're a very conscientious lad.
Of course.
You're not a big drinker either, so
that really
factors into it, I suppose.
I wouldn't say drinking is my vice.
What is your vice?
Probably shouldn't be saying that on anything that can
Cheech
be recorded.
Cheech and Chong. There you go. In studio, folks. Look at him go. Search his car. Let me give out your plate number. All right. So, Chris.
Can I just ask one question? So, was
Leo into the mic, sir?
When you finally saw her, was she good looking?
She was cute. She was
not sexy.
I'd say she was sexy. Yeah.
And that is, you know what? That is a distinction you learn later in life. Because you kind of, you know what? I would say Catherine Zeta-Jones, forgive me. Very, like, beautiful, but not sexy. She's also been Douglas'd.
I agree with that. She is gorgeous, but not.
We get her MySpace page up, and we'll all take a vote.
Really?
Well, it's like, I mean, you got...
Does Kim have any kind of MySpace we can pop onto?
I don't know. I think she does. I don't know how to...
Guys, we've lost a listener. I'm going to find out who it is and track them down. But don't worry. It's their loss. This is pure gold. Gold, Jerry. Gold.
She lives in Rockville, so it took forever to get her back to her place.
Heck with that.
But we show up. She lives right by this one metro station. Nice, really nice apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
And so I figure, okay, can I walk you to your door? Yeah. And so we get out of the car, and I figure we're gonna go to the front door. I'll give her the kiss. I'll go home. She doesn't even give me the chance. She just sort of like walks right into her apartment and then invites me in. So I'm like, okay. And so I walk in with her, and then there's like 10 minutes of her not making any eye contact with me yet whatsoever.
Good Lord.
But like,
who is this chick, a geisha?
She was like close to me, you know, like didn't.
Yeah. Oh God. That's such toilet self-esteem.
And
go
she's
on.
Like playing with her cats. Like, and I knew she wanted.
Exactly.
Need to kiss her though, and I'm just like, I'm
Did
waiting.
You just pull it out like a man? Like,
okay, hold
do
on,
I owe you a
how
steak
many cats
dinner?
Does she have?
She has two cats.
Two cats. All right, that's not exactly bordering on crazy cat lady yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Two's fine.
Two's fine.
Yeah, exactly. Hell, Shane owns two. I had two.
Right, but yeah. I was saying she had like four or five, and that's definitely a warning sign. You
exactly.
Have.
And my and sister writhing actually, all over her as exactly. Gavin's there.
My sister actually had five cats, but she was married, so I think that
it was a cat marriage. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and this is this your sister who very well could be a cat lady, or the
no, the, this one's married. She's,
okay, oh that's yeah, right.
She's
right.
She's got her s together. I apologize.
It's all good. All good.
Yeah. Okay.
Got her
so,
stuff together.
So then she finally looks. She finally looks up, and then I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm just sitting there waiting for her to look up so I can kiss her, you know, lay one on her. Finally, she looks up, and I just grab her, you know, kiss her.
Grab her. That sounds almost rapey. Finally, I pounce.
Yeah, when I went in for the attack.
Exactly.
So then, like, you know, we move to the couch. We're just making out a bit. You know, how long can you really make out?
Exactly.
And have fun without, you know, either going further or just stopping and going home.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go home. And she's like, no, don't go home. Don't go home.
But God forbid she say anything that would be daring at all.
Yeah. she was also stopping me from, you know, progressing.
Exactly. Preventing the oil check.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay, you know, that's cool. That's as far as you want to go. So it's like, that's pretty much the end of our evening.
Just like that.
I'll get out of here, go get to bed.
Yeah.
But she kept on, like...
Oh, that's annoying.
Not letting me leave.
Yeah.
And that was... I just started to panic. I was like, oh my God, I gotta get the F out of here. Like,
good for you.
And I finally just like was like creeping towards the door, you know, and then she was like grabbing on me and clinging on me and stuff.
Dude, I'm sorry. I gotta stop you right here. Yeah, yeah. Like, what is oh, this chick is bad news from the get-go.
Yeah, and yes, it was the rebound. It, so it was what like, can you say? She was a girl, and
it happens, dude. I'm not gonna.
I needed it.
Yeah, exactly.
So eventually, what I just threw over my shoulder, so I could finally get to the door. You know, just picked her up.
Yeah.
And walked myself to the door.
Nice.
And then.
And you rode your Triceratops home.
Yeah. Yeah. So then I finally just got her back to the door, mm-hmm. put her down. Kissed her, said goodnight, and got out of there.
Good, good. All right, I don't fault you for anything, man, because the warnings were all there from the get-go.
Yeah.
You've definitely weaved a vivid story of just how many signs were there.
Yeah, I guess I really haven't revisited that whole night for a long time.
No. Yeah, once it actually comes out of your mouth, then it's going to be on CD for you to listen to over and over.
Did you go on any dates after that?
Yeah, I mean,
but why? Okay.
Oh, you know why? Because
she was a girl. I mean, like,
exactly.
I needed something.
He didn't have the check off on his list yet, man.
Oh,
he didn't have skinny girl. Skinny crazy girl.
Skinny girl.
So did he get the home base or?
Yeah,
dude. After that display,
a couple weeks. Like, okay, the next weekend, the weekend after that, I went to Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
The weekend after that, I went to
Did you
Wisconsin.
Get to do a strip club in Montreal? Bloodhound Gang used to have the most amazing blog online.
I did do a strip club in Montreal.
How was it?
It was great.
I've heard the strippers look like models and the prostitutes look like models. It sounds like my kind of place. Seriously.
Montreal is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely recommend it. Granted, you're in a foreign country, but you really feel like you're in a foreign country. Because
nice.
Everybody's speaking French.
Okay.
And, you know, the architecture is different and stuff like that. But then
and
everybody also speaks...
And you and heard the tout beaucoup, tout beaucoup.
Everybody also speaks English, though, so
okay,
it's cool.
Okay, so yeah.
You can
get your taste of foreign, and that's like, all right, pal, mm-hmm. cut the S. Let's make it happen.
What's weird about the strip clubs there and what I was, like, apprehensive about going in
mm-hmm.
was Canadians don't have $1 bills. They have $1 coins and $2 coins. And the bills start at $5.
Coin goes in the coin slot. What? Where's the confusion?
Well, it turns out it was like a $5 cover.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they sat us right at this, right in front of the stage. There were like two small stages. And one of the things about Canada, or at least Montreal, is they're very lackadaisical about service. Like when you go to a restaurant, the waiter will just be sitting, like standing around, and you got an empty beer. Whereas, like,
really?
Here I'm pretty
a
used to
Francophone
them.
Waiter, lazy. Yeah. I'm shocked.
You know, pretty used to, like, when you get down to, like, an inch of beer left, somebody's asking you if you want another beer.
Oh, right? Yeah, around here, I mean, the strip clubs are alcohol pits.
Well, this is
in
not even strip clubs. This is, like, any restaurant.
Okay, yeah, they're
up
just
there, you know?
Kind of bummy.
It's
all
right, basically, yeah. Same thing at the strip club. They sat us at the stage. We were sitting there for a good 15 minutes mm-hmm. before a girl finally showed up.
Good Lord.
But you don't pay girls... to strip. The girls make all their monies from lap dances.
Okay.
So
how much were they, by the way?
Let's see.
For the listeners out there, your average American lap dance, about 30 USD, I'd say. Somewhere in there.
This was a weird setup. Like you go up to the second floor.
Uh-huh.
There's a guy there. You have to pay him $2
for a lap dance
to get back there.
Okay.
And then there are like booths and like you go back to one of the booths with your girl.
Nice.
And the first girl I was with had these big old cans, an all right face, but, you know, some gorgeous.
Gotcha. Some real meat.
Yeah.
And how much did it run you?
That
cheap,
was...
So this is paramount.
We had gone through, like, three songs, and I was like, so is this, like, by the song?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yeah, it's $10 a song. So I'm like, okay.
Good Lord. That's like a jukebox, man.
So I'm like, okay, that's... Like, after this song, it's cool. Or, like, I think I did four
Ten
songs.
Ten a song. I can hear my brother packing his bags.
Well, so then, you know, lap dance finishes up.
Mm-hmm.
What's really great about Montreal is you can touch.
Oh, Lord.
Anything you want. Although, down below
mm-hmm.
is, like, an extra $20. If you want to get your hands really everywhere, it's, like, an extra $20.
God. I don't even know if I'd want that as part of the experience, just randomly for money.
Yeah,
call me a queen, I don't care.
Kaplan went for it. Kaplan,
well,
dropped,
Kaplan.
Kaplan
on.
Dropped the 20, yeah.
Kaplan would be dropping everything in $20 intervals if that were the case. Gavin, I'm up to four girls.
So, okay, like, I finish up my lap dance, I go downstairs, meet back up with Kaplan.
Mm-hmm. God, how could you... Michael Kaplan is in the house here, and you were not telling us this earlier. Michael Kaplan is... He's Milhouse to...
Yeah, he's my Milhouse.
Exactly. He's Milhouse. He's Thrill Ho. And he's just kind of the sidekick, man. He's a great guy. I love him. He's a little kind of just clean cut, touch asexual, I guess you'd say.
He does have a girlfriend. They've been dating for about a year. She's kind of cute.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you finally met?
Yeah. Met her up in Hartford.
So, good stuff?
Yeah, he's doing pretty well for himself.
Nice. Good for
Kaplan. He finally lost his V-card when he was... 26 years old.
Good.
Ashton is still rocking his. So.
God. Oh God. Yeah. Let's. Your posse of two buddies. We're talking when were the V card losses? 26 and two be determined.
Yeah. Ashton is. He's your 40-year-old virgin.
Good Lord. He is trucking down that path at an alarming
rate. He's
doing
nothing to help himself.
You mean tell him he's not going to meet a girl off of Halo 3?
It's probably his best hope.
Oh my Lord. That is some sad stuff.
But yeah, so after the lap dance, go back down, start recounting our lap dance stories between me and my friend Kaplan. He says he ended up paying $85.
I don't even want to know.
So,
I thought you meant in one bang. I was like, good Lord, what do you get for that? But you
mean?
Oh
no, this is one lap dance.
85.
Yeah, and God. She was charging him differently.
He was getting the unattractive fee.
I guess.
Because strippers can like you.
I don't know, because it was like, she's charged him like $20 for every 5 minutes or something.
Maybe he
like
let
that.
Slip his last name, and she was like, he can swing it.
Cha-ching!
Yeah.
So then, I mean, a 20 went for the, to get his hands everywhere, you know?
Okay.
And then, I guess the rest was just him getting ripped off.
Wow. Because
I went back, I flagged, after I heard his story of what he paid, I flagged down my original stripper again.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh honey, you got ripped off.
Oh Lord.
So yeah, then he took her upstairs and she was fair to him.
Not that he deserves it. All right, so we've had our T-bar story, we've had our dating story. Gavin has more than pulled his weight. Shane, shall I throw you on the hot plate? Should it be Leo? Who wants up next before I go back to G, because you both look silent?
All right, I can talk about, I guess, work.
Pull the mic.
Can you hear me now?
A little more.
Can you hear me now?
Much better.
All right. Yeah, so...
I love you with that girth in your face.
At work, you know, right now, I guess I'm getting stuff handed to me because people keep blaming their problems on me now, so...
Snitches, son.
Yeah,
snitches,
you know. People who claim they're not snitches, but yes, they are snitches out there.
Let's do a little a profile on a few of the snitches. Like, just kind of, they're not what you think they are. You know what I mean? Your average snitch is probably going to be not the brightest bulb, thinks he's going to get ahead by snitching. Maybe
yeah.
Young, semi-motivated beta male, you know, alpha male actually making it happen for himself. But Leo?
I think it's because, you know, I'm probably, like, the youngest or second to the youngest person at the office. And, like, I'm head of probably everyone except for one person in my department. And so I got now these, you know, little limings and stuff snitching on me. So trying to get ahead just because, you know, I'm in the number one spot.
But I find it curious the actual, like, the characteristics of the snitches. I want you to describe. Oh, by the way, before you go on. Mel, go through my duffel bag in the spare room and see if it has my spare keys in it. Whatever else you find in that duffel bag, don't judge me on it. I'm pretty sure there's God knows what in there. At the very least, some rubbers and stuff, whatever. Look past that. See if you can find some keys. Not that I'm saying my car is locked with the keys still in it and anyone who wants to elbow out the window could just drive off, but...
If you want a free focus.
Exactly. Exactly. If you
That's
want the gremlin of
I
the 20th.
I keep my key in my wallet.
Good for you.
Yes.
All right. So I want you to tell me about the 40-year-old kind of boozing, a little bit of a laid-back person, but you run with it.
All right. I'll tell you about her, the first one. You know, she'll smile in front of your face, say, oh, you're doing a good job.
Backstabbers. OJs.
Yes. She's an OJ, you know. She's coming, sneaks into your house, kills you and your kills you and your Manny.
There
but,
you go.
Yeah. Then we got this other one, you know, still going to school.
I find this girl the more curious of the two. I mean, I'm shocked that you have like a Buffett fan. She has the Buffett plate. I believe.
I thought it meant big fat girl, but
BFTGRL.
Yeah, but it means Buffett girl.
For all the
girl,
cop stalkers out there. But yeah, she's I think partakes in Shane's passions, if you will.
So are they blaming you for stuff that you didn't do, or are they ratting you out for stuff that you did do?
Blaming me for stuff I didn't do. Yeah.
They're trying to pull Leo down a little bit.
Yeah, they're trying to put the man down.
And the second person in this little debacle really could pull you down, given her...
Oh, yeah, she can literally pull me down.
Yeah.
She's a big fat girl?
Yeah.
Bit of a cubic mass thing here.
Big pun, Fat Joe altogether, you know?
She's large. Not in the any kind of good way. Not that there really is a good large, but a lot of meat there. Let's just say if you crash in the Andes, you want this girl sitting next to you. She's like, mine!
You can use her as a raft or something.
You can ride her around. You can eat her till 2009, man. there's a lot of flesh on that carcass. Yeah. Not in the JD sense of eating her.
Yeah, but I guess we were all like cool and friends and stuff, but now...
They were plotting the demise of one Leo Amaru Shakur Reynolds.
Yes. And the anniversary was 2 days ago.
Yeah, R.I.P. P.A.C., son.
If anyone knows, it's Tupac's anniversary 2 days
ago.
Yeah,
he bit the big one, what?
Is that his death day or his birthday?
Death date. We don't care about the birthday.
Exactly. What is going on with your phone, man?
That
little water drop sound effect.
It's my brother. He says he hears me and I'm so vain.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, hi to Laurel. We all miss you in the studio.
Yeah.
Little bit. We don't have that one on CD, unfortunately.
No.
Tell him to call in and just laugh for us for 2 minutes. His brother's the best laugh ever. God.
Well,
so
what's the number here?
The number, for those curious, is 703-560-8255. Again, 703-560-8255. Laurel, call in. I want to see the phone call button flashing in 10 seconds, Laurel. Hop to it.
Well... Let's see. The reason why she started hating on me,
big
fat girl, was because
the BFT.
She told another employee like she had a dream about me, and then like once I heard about it, like I guess I was in her face when I said ill.
Nice.
Dude, yeah. If a fat girl even dreams about you, it's bad for your self-esteem. You're like, how dare you even dream you could pull me? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I said ill, and then after that, she hating on me, man.
I don't know. She's a.
That's real trifling.
Trifling, man. Yeah, she's.
That's whack.
Well, she thinks she's a little hood. It's one of those cases where it's like a 300-pound white chick who tries to be hood and is saddling up to mostly brothers, from what I can gather.
Yeah.
That is her proclivity. So I guess she thought she could pull the Reynolds, but you know what? Leo doesn't go there. Leo's a man of refined taste.
Well, I think a lot of big white girls think their best bet is a black guy.
Yeah, you know. And
she did date a black guy in our office, too.
You know, well, exactly. If you're going to... The bishop.
That's what we call him. Dog.
Well, he's met Bishop a million times.
Oh,
one
yeah, you met Bishop.
Oh, JD?
This man. Yeah, exactly. Our 8 fans now know the truth.
I'm just breaking in the faux pas of radio right here.
Exactly. It's more suspense than who shot JR.
I could only hope there's like a Paris Hilton tape of it all with McDonald's wrappers everywhere on the bed. So, yeah. So you're getting pulled down in your department pretty much. They're trying to set you up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, do we have Laurel calling in?
Yes, I think so.
Not that I can actually handle it, but I will hand the phone over to Leonard. Grab it, my secretary.
Hello?
Say hi.
Yeah.
Yes, it is my brother on the phone.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my Lord, hold on. Let me, Where is the call box?
Oh. It's a delay on the radio on the phone, so.
I believe it, at least a couple seconds.
Yeah.
All right, tell Laurel actually to just cut like a WAV file or something of his laugh so we can have it on CD to play.
All right, Laurel, I want you to do is laugh and put it on a WAV file and then send it to us, okay?
Record your laugh for us.
I don't know, record your laugh. You like put on YouTube or something like that.
That's an excellent idea. We could start a viral video. How great would that be? Haven't you seen that junk and you're like, I can do that?
Put your laugh on YouTube.
Have you seen the thing of the guy who's defending Britney?
Who's I haven't seen this one
yet. It's all over the front page of MySpace. There's already like replies to it on the front of MySpace. Yeah, the guy gets tearful and it's like BS, but.
Was his name Chris Crocker?
Yeah. I believe so. Yeah.
First of all, he looks like Carly.
Jerry. That was Gavin McDonald. You want his address?
No. I've moved. You can't find me.
Vish. Oh, another call coming in. Leo, Secretary Reynolds. Here you go. Because I don't know how to man the phones myself.
Is this because he's the black guy?
Yes.
Yeah. We didn't make him do the toilets after the show.
He's trying to put himself on the radio, but we don't have that technology yet, so.
You know what? Hold on. Let me see if I can. The problem is it pulls you guys off mic, but let me see if I can pull WaveCard off it really fast. Talk to him a second. In
still here?
Select, my teacher would be proud. I still remember this. WaveCard AUGs.
All right.
No, I can't change it off.
He's He told me to just put him on speakerphone.
Put him on speaker. You know, it's not a bad idea, but I just want a recording of it. Nah. I want it on demand.
So how many listeners do we have?
You know, we had a sizable number. Hold on. Over under, five.
Well, we lost 1 minute, so I'm going to have to go with the under on that one.
I'm going over.
I'll go over.
Lamest drum roll ever. And we're at 6. Oh, snap.
So is there a way to check if Jerry is one of those 6?
I think Jerry is. He was pretty...
Send out the apology.
Jerry's a very artistic soul. Jerry would definitely be down for supporting his boys when it comes to their efforts, their radio show. He was quite curious to find the details, so...
Until, of course, one of them starts ripping on his girl.
Exactly.
I wasn't ripping on her. It's the guy on the internet that looks bad, not Carly.
But you said they look the same.
Oh, we just got a text from Meredith stating Chris Crocker! ! So, I guess with someone getting corrected there, or...
Well, I said Chris Crocker.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Meredith, take the gunk out your ears, honey. You were bested by one Leonard Reynolds.
Yes, don't try to challenge me when it comes to entertainment.
He is a pop culture whore, this man over here. We have Entertainment Weekly coming into the house, no joke.
And it's coming weekly, too.
The magazine's title would lead me to believe that.
No one laughs.
Good Lord, man, why?
It's okay. We had Britney on the cover this week, actually looking pretty presentable. And I'm sorry, she during her quote-unquote train wreck, where she looked like a fat pig or whatever, she looked good, man.
I hit it.
Exact. For like 95% of girls, if you pull that from a bar, your boys would be buying you pancakes the next day. We'll put it that way. We have another call.
But I like French toast.
French toast. Effing French toast.
That's just like Leo having to be different.
Oh, my. What is blowing
Phone
up my
blown
line,
up
son?
Oh.
What is this, FCC?
Okay. I'll tell them.
Oh. Bye. Oh, God. What did she find in there?
She wants you to mention Frankie Valli, how you had such a wonderful time at the concert.
That was my mom?
Yes, it was.
Oh, you mean the horrible thing she dragged me to? I'll tell you all. You know what? Yeah. It's my show. It's my name on this show. Dang it.
Is this the one with your uncle was the guitarist or something
like that? Yeah. I'll start off by, I'll preface with the fact that my uncle was the guitarist for the Four Seasons for something like 5 years. You know, I mean, it's... not as cool as saying he was in Cream or Zeppelin or something, but I'll take it, you know? You might get a girl who's into really random old music, and I'll pull her buns over that, you know what I mean? Maybe, whatever. Anyhow, so Frankie Valli was the lead singer for the Four Seasons, and Frankie Valli's coming to Wolf Trap about, I don't know, last Saturday, I think this was. And my mom wanted to go for her birthday, and so help me God. You know, when it's like 2 months in advance, you'll sign away your soul for anything. It's like, hey, John, you want to see this for my birthday? You're like, sure, I'm the good son. I'll play the role of that at least. And I pay for the ticket, and we all go to see Frankie Valli at Wolf Trap. Now, first of all, you've never seen a whiter crowd than this crowd. I don't know if it's every Wolf Trap crowd in general or what, but I swear to God, there was one Indian dude, and he was holding it down for the brown. That was it. Everyone else was white. We had a vast array of cougars, pumas, and leopards. You know, kind of the upper crust of Great Falls, just hoofing it to see Frankie. What did Mel find? Something horrible?
No, my brother text messaged me and says, "I love Britney Spears. All the haters shut up."
Thank you, Laurel, for sticking your neck out like that. She loves you, too.
That's very brave of you, my friend.
Yeah, seriously. I'm sorry. I had to do her dirty feet and all stretched out vag all echoey from two kids. You'd go there.
You really think Kevin Federline's going to stretch that out?
I think two kids are.
Well, okay, then. Never mind.
Oh, wait. Was she a C-section? Of course, probably. She was.
Everyone's seen the internet picture of her where, you know, you catch a little glimpse of what was going on beneath the belly button. I'm pretty sure I saw a C-section scar there.
Yeah, at least a tummy tuck scar.
I definitely saw C.
Probably more likely, actually.
Sorry, that went over everyone's head.
I didn't even hear you.
I saw C. Ta-da. So, it starts off well enough with the ethnic comedy of one Saul Dershowitz, or I forgot whatever the heck the Jewish guy's name was, but he was an old Jewish guy from, like, Bensonhurst doing a... His routine was the difference between Italians and Jews. Like, and I guess to any other kid my age, that's not funny. But I'm stuck in, like, vaudeville days, for God's sake. So that's hilarious to me. I was cracking up the whole time. I enjoyed it. The nursing home audience enjoyed it. And then we get to Frankie. And I got nothing wrong with the show, per se. But about two songs in, it's like, this is my Saturday night going down the drain. I think that's where I really had a complaint. It was my Saturday night. You get 2 days a weekend, last I checked. We're all on the same Christian calendar here. And I really just started seething like a little effing baby in my seat. And I was texting everyone. I busied myself with that, trying to get a huge party lined up for when I escaped. Like, that would be what got me through the night. Well, sure enough, everyone texts back within like 10 minutes. How often do, you know, girls, they're flaky as anything. How often do they text back that quickly? Much less at all. Everyone's flooding the inbox. By 20 minutes after that, everyone's hitting me up again with, "I don't think I'll do anything." We had lost momentum because I wasn't there to badge them into actually coming out. So I get pissy. We finish the show, and through pulling a few strings, my mom actually gets us backstage to meet Frankie Valli. You know what? I don't want to hassle the dude. Don Geronimo, I think everyone's favorite DJ, my DJ hero, tells a great story about meeting Elton John. Gavin, you probably heard this one.
It's pretty good.
It's one of the few times he ever cared to go backstage by pulling his DJ strings, because he's like, screw it, it's Elton. You know, it's living legend, I guess. And Elton just couldn't care less. He's literally going down a pre-lined group of people, right? Like, they made everyone line up and just stick out their junk tugger for a shake. And he gets the lamest, cold fish, impotent handshake ever from Elton. Like, he just doesn't want to even touch this flesh. I gotta say, Frankie came out, the dude looks tired, the guy's like 73, he does not want to be bothered. We got my mom, her hyper-Italian friend, who's, I don't know, 8-10 years younger, whatever, but she's still there, they're jumping up and down like we would for, I don't know, what pop idol would we care about at this point?
Britney Spears,
they're jumping around like this is Britney coming out. And this dude is just beat. He doesn't care. He wants to get the hell out and crush whatever, like, 30-year-old he gets on top of at the end of the night. And he's told two old bras are just shoving it up, jumping in his face. "I love you, Mom," just calling it like it is. You look damn great for your age, but there. Anyhow, they're in his face. They're bothering him. They're trying to pull the brother and I over. My bro and I, we just want to stare at the cougar collection. There's a couple girls who got fantastic fake ones in. You don't see those day to day. We're trying to appreciate that. That's where our eyes are. Frankie Valli, we saw him in The Sopranos. We know what he looks like. I don't need to see an old short dude. I see that every time I flood the toilet in the apartment, you know? Anyhow, I get the handshake from Frankie. She coerces me into it. It was the Elton handshake. It was eye contact for literally a half second to 1 second that was instantly broken, and the eyes just go down, the hand goes limp, the muscles leave it. And you know what? I don't blame the dude. I don't fault the guy. I wouldn't want to talk to these people either. If I saw me, I wouldn't want to talk to me. You know what I mean? So, Mom, I hope that sated your need. There's the Frankie Valli tale, quite abridged, but that's the gist of it. I think, long story short, Will and I went home and managed to make an evening of it with a few people. And Leo went to bed early that night, so we didn't really get much of him. Oh, we have a call coming in.
I had to watch I Pronounce You Larry and Chuck, so that
I'm
was
sorry.
My night.
I don't know that movie. I do know one called I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
It doesn't matter.
Did you? Was that the sequel?
Yeah.
All right. Another call coming in. Let's see what this is.
Hello.
I think I hear Maria's voice from across the console.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Lord.
Your uncle was actually part of the Four Seasons.
That's what I said.
Oh, was a Four Season.
What did I say? He's their roadie? He's their guitarist.
He played for them, right?
He played for them.
No, he was a Four Season. He didn't play for them. He was Autumn of the
Four
Seasons.
I was just going to say, like, what are we talking, spring?
Huh? Oh, okay. Here. Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, yeah, I'll handle her. I'm not going to pawn that off on you.
It's okay.
Hey, Mommy.
Yeah, so does you guys have any concert stories?
When
actually,
one becomes a guitarist for a group, one is part of that group.
Never mind.
Hold on, let's hear the
okay.
conversation.
Everybody, I have to convey that he was not just a guitarist. He was a Four Season, which implied, I believe, he was doing backing melody and some singing as well. Maybe he did lead on some songs.
Wouldn't he just be a season then, not a Four Season?
Exactly. It would be one of. It would be a season. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. Gavin got you there, Madre. Anyhow, Mel, if you're listening, go through my duffel bag, find my keys. Please, please, please. But I'll dig for them soon enough myself. No biggie. All right, Shane, putting you on the hot plate, man. You're gonna writhe for me for 10 minutes. You're going to bring this baby home.
All right, well, actually, your story did remind me. A couple years ago, I went to a concert. I went to go to see the G3 concert in D.C.
G3, now tell us about that.
G3, this is a little gathering of a couple of the greatest guitarists in the world. It's usually Joe Satriani. And
John Mayer was there?
No, this year it was Joe Satriani and Steve Vai and Yngwie Malmsteen. And my brother and I, since we're big fans of all three of these guitarists, you know, we went out and we paid the extra money to go backstage and, you know, get to talk to them and do the meet and greet and all that. And, you know, it was a great show, you know. Got to see a lot of crazy guitar. You know, Steve Vai gets up there, he's playing a three-neck guitar, all three of them at the same time.
I love the excesses of the 80s.
Oh, it was amazing, man. So,
three-neck guitar.
So the concert finally ends, we go backstage, and my brother and I go up to Joe Satriani first. You know, the guy's got a big smile, and he seems really genuinely interested in meeting his fans. And my brother's like, you know, you've been a big influence in my life. Let me tell you about, you know, the albums and how they've influenced my music. And then I get to go up to Steve Vai, and I was like, you know, you played my favorite songs. It was amazing. He's also smiling. He's genuinely happy to see me. And we were both really interested in seeing Yngwie Malmsteen because he's, like, just a freaking technical master, man. Like, he plays classical music on the electric guitar. And we get back up there. The guy is already pissed drunk. And he is doing everything he can to just get out of there as fast as possible.
Who is this again?
This is Yngwie Malmsteen.
Yngwie.
By the way,
not to interrupt, there was a classic Onion blurb. Yngwie officially changes his middle name to effing. I just love that one.
That sounds pretty appropriate, actually. But, you know, after we've gotten to meet the other two guys who were very happy to meet us, you know, give us good, solid handshakes and were, you know, say thank you for listening to my music, we're like, we just want to go to Yngwie Malmsteen and say, hey, you know, you've been an amazing influence in our life, and I love your music, and you got me into thrash. The guy is pissed drunk already, and he's like, oh, man, more people? I got to shake hands with more people? And he's complaining about it the whole time.
Does he actually drop those words?
Yes, he was actually complaining about it. Never mind the fact people paid $50 to go backstage just to shake his hand and say thank you for performing for us. And, you know, there was some lady that was like, no, before you leave, you got to take a picture. So he's like, fine, I'll take a picture. And she hands the camera off to somebody. And, you know, he's there. He gives this look like, hurry up and take the freaking picture already. It was just this big kind of look on his face. And then after that picture was off, you know, right before my brother and I would get up to go and talk to him, he books. It just gets up and walks off. He's got a half-drank bottle of vodka in his hand, and he's just walking away.
Nice.
Like, you effing douchebag, man. You couldn't even just stay and let me shake your hand and say thank you.
And what year was this again?
This was 2003, man. This
was
just a couple years ago.
Yngwie's seen better times by
they
the three.
Definitely seen better times. Man, I had no idea how old that guy looked until you got up right up in his face. And
password is haggard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, you reminded me of that story talking about, you know, to going backstage to see Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons. So.
Well, yeah, yeah. It's kind of, it's not that, I don't feel musicians owe anyone anything, really. But if people have shelled out money, it's like a respectable prostitute patron relationship. I've paid my money. Go through the motions. Do it with a smile.
But it's not even just that, man. The fans are the reason that you are doing the concert you're doing, you know? And that's why, you know, I guess the other guys were happy about seeing us and being like, thank you for listening and buying my music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This guy couldn't even be bothered.
That's the proper attitude, man. I remember trying to think what rock stars in my many journeys I've met. I think my best rock star story is System of a Down, which I'm sure you guys have all heard by now, where I saw them backstage at the original Ozfest performance they had.
You know, I don't think I've heard this story before.
Really? Okay, well.
Go ahead and tell it again.
All right. I had free tickets to Ozfest. I think at this point it's probably Oz 98-99. I'm a little burned on metal, but, you know, I'm like, screw it, it's Ozfest. I'm going. I go to the side stage, and the first band I saw was like Kilgore, just some junk metal band where the guy's like, this is a song about if God and Satan sat down and had a beer. And I'm like, all right, that's the crap I expected. Bring it, boys. But next act up is System of a Down. Oh, my God. These guys, I don't know what's happening to them now, but in the day, they really were a force. Like, I saw them live. My jaw was on the floor. I'm like, good Christ. They're passing out the CDs to the audience. I buy one immediately. And gets through the audience, hey, they're right behind stage after wrapping up their four-song set. They're signing junk. I'm like, screw it, man. I'm a whore. I'll go for it. I pull up, and, it was everyone but the singer. So we had the guitarist or the drummer sign it. Bassist signs it. It's like hearty handshake. Thanks for buying the CD. Marker, signature, blah, blah, blah. I get to the guitarist. I'm like, he's like, dude, thank you for getting my CD. I'm like, dude, you guys tore it up on stage. I really had to get it. You know, I was blown away. I wasn't expecting to buy a damn thing here today. And he, like, kind of grabs my hand after I, like, pass the CD. He's like, no, man, up here. And he taps his head. He's like, you got it. I'm like, all right, then. And it's just this, like, uncomfortable pause while you're face-to-face with this guy.
That's a little creepy.
And he's got your stuff. And you're just like, please sign this and don't gnaw me off at the wrist. You know what I mean? But that's the extent of my story. I have a couple other. I have meeting George Foreman in a Walmart as he signed books. I need to find that picture and put it on MySpace. Like, I love that thing.
I saw George Foreman in the mall, I totally would have bought a Foreman grill and had him sign it.
Oh, I bought the Foreman book. He signed it with a smiley face. It's a great read, man. And it's just me looking completely disheveled in this dirty T-shirt. And, like, he can fake a grin like a mother effer, you know, but you could tell he didn't want to be touching my hand. I'm just like, stretched out. That was a stretched out silence, by the way, for those listening at home. And let's see what we got. We got 5 minutes left. How are we gonna kill this, boys?
Well, did you want to do that top 100 list, man? That you
want to do a top 100 list?
Let's do the top 5 or top 10 of that.
All right. You know what? I'm gonna go through the 100 best TV shows of all time list as compiled by Time. And the first on the list, I think this one will take us through the home stretch.
Go 10 to 1. Just read them off, and then
okay.
We can
okay. Well,
complain about what's not there.
I want to say they're actually alphabetized. Like, it isn't like a raw 100.
Well, that defeats the whole purpose of a top 100.
Yeah, because you want to pit the shows against each other. But I'm sorry, the first one is 24. 24 made the top 100 of all time. Now, how do we feel about Bauer nowadays?
The last season was good, but not great.
Mm-hmm.
The one before it was, like, the best.
Yeah, I agree. Last season sucked, basically. Once they killed off, what's the fat guy's name?
Edgar.
Oh, Edgar.
Yes.
I love you, Chloe.
Once they killed off him, I knew the show was going downhill.
Oh, it was good, though. Didn't he have foam coming out of his fat yapper?
Yeah, they should have killed his daughter instead.
He had a daughter?
Yeah. What's her name, Kim?
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant Edgar's daughter.
But oh, no, no.
Yeah, I was like, dude's going to lay on Edgar, man.
Yeah, they really should have killed
off Kim.
That
dude ain't making anything.
Yeah, they should have killed off Jack Bauer's daughter, Kim. Sorry about
that. Damn, I'm sorry. I don't get the fuss over Alicia Cuthbert. She's good. Like, if you saw her dancing for you, you'd run some batter. But come on. That isn't anything to write home about.
Justin Timberlake wrote that song about her.
Which one?
Well, it comes around.
That was about Miss Bauer?
Yeah.
I thought that was about Britney.
Nah. He's Crimea River is Britney, God. Yeah. But she was...
I didn't know he porked her.
She was engaged to his best friend, a.k.a. his personal assistant.
And, that crap bag, yeah.
Yeah, and then she, cheated on him with some hockey player.
Good.
And now the hockey player cheated on her, so...
Oh, she got her goal stretched out. Damn. All right. So I guess, I don't know, my personal verdict, I haven't liked it since season one that much. I mean,
well, I think one thing with 24, though, it was it was different for trying to do the real-time storytelling, you know?
I give it its due. And, of course, the damn it.
Which was my idea before they finally did the show. That was going to be my,
really?
My ticket to Hollywood.
Hold on.
My idea was Hell Date. Going on a date with a girl, but
hold on, Black Secretary, you must assist me.
Not again.
Well, the white people in the studio count their $100 bills. Oh, wait, I was supposed to tell you your uncle sounds exactly like Frankie Valli. Is that your mom correcting me?
My mom. Hold on.
Oh, bye, Mrs. Reynolds. Sorry for making you wait on that news.
Oh, no, what did she want? Because she was talking about don't make fun of 24.
Oh, she's down with Bauer. Yes. Bauer power. No, she actually had called in earlier, and I cut the mic, and she informed me that your uncle sounds exactly like Frankie Valli. Now you can die easy knowing that fact.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm going to have to go against the grain here. I really tried to get into 24. It just wasn't happening.
Which season was this?
The first season. The one that everyone says was the best one.
It was a good one.
I watched it for six episodes. It just wasn't happening. It was too slow-paced, man.
I'm sorry you're a peasant, Shane.
Yeah, I guess so. I just got to tell you how
it is. Well, it's not action every single minute of your life, is it?
I disagree.
Fine wine tastes like wee-wee on your lips.
How much action there is and how much crazy stuff goes on in my life here. Can't you hear the excitement?
Yes, I can hear the excitement.
That's right.
There's a fire to that voice deep down. I think we got it.
Is Fresh Prince on that list?
Fresh Prince?
Yes.
Oh, hold on. You know what? I shut it, but we got 60 seconds or so, and I think I can get it going. Pad for me, lads.
All right. Well, I think we're up to 10 listeners now.
We were at 7 last time.
I just made that up, but...
We're
I think
20.
Once we hit the double digits, then we know, we're making an impact.
Yeah, because I didn't put anything on my MySpace page.
Yeah, I didn't put any on mine either.
It just dawned on me. Why am I going through the motions to check if Fresh Prince is on this list? We know it isn't. Uncle Phil ain't pulling it.
Dude, it might be.
No, I'm drawing the line here. There's no Fresh Prince on the top 100.
Okay, honestly, what is the best, besides, I guess, Cosby?
Cosby.
Show, what is the best black TV show?
Benson. Sanford and Son.
Good pull. Oh, I was going to be an ass job. And say Cops, but you win.
Oh.
Nice.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Reynolds. I'm sorry. Leo made me
and
say
we lost a listener.
Yeah.
You got the Jeffersons, too.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's 70s.
Right, right.
And, dude,
and
then you got, What's
Fat
Happening
Albert.
And Good Times and junk all like
right,
that. That's all
you
money.
You guys win.
Fat Albert. You
right,
got
Albert. Of our time, then.
Our time. There's nothing.
Yeah, man.
I remember Moesha.
Yeah, I was just going to say. TV's, mad segregated again. But I guess on that horribly discordant note, we're going to wrap things up. I want to say thank you very much to Shane, Gavin, and Leo. Guys, take a bow on mic.
This is me bowing.
You can hear me bowing right now.
Exactly.
I hate you.
All right, folks. We'll be here same time next week. Till then.